Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is education. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
We're going to have a lively discussion with the top teachers union president, Lynn Warney.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Larry Mathias, Aaron Johnson, and Mayor Bob Kroll. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Lynn Warney. She is the president of the Nevada State Education Association. And not just an administrator, you're still teaching in schools. You're at Spanish Springs Elementary today, teaching fifth grade. About a year and a half left on your term here. So, pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
Wanted to talk to you, top of the news, of course, is in Clark County. Principals warned of layoffs. If the teachers' union wins arbitration, could be as many as 1,000 jobs shed. Your thoughts at this point in the negotiations?
Well, negotiations we knew were going to be tough all around the state with all the different districts and employee groups that we work with. It is a disagreement over money. I think on most points the district and the association agree, but it's something that it's going to go to an arbitrator. I think there's some concern about certainly the loss of jobs and what that's going to do to class size, but the district made a choice when they received federal money, over a year ago, the EduJobs money, and hired a bunch of educators, you know, that they did not have money to support into the future. So I think those are the jobs that are kind of in question, and we'll just have to see how it plays out and what the arbitrator rules.
How large do you think the class sizes could end up being?
Well, they're already very large. They're very large throughout the state. Here in, you know, Washoe County, for example, I'm working in a fifth grade classroom that's got nearly 35 kids, so it's very large. Clark County is just about the same size. You hear of some classes in high school being as high as, you know, between 40 and 50 kids. Depending on where the layoffs are, those classes could, you know, push upper 30s, certainly.
The report indicates that they hired about 250 teachers. That's a far cry from the 1,000 that would be laid off. So all of that money can't account for 1,000 teachers. Isn't and the classrooms, as you just stated, are so large, aren't they justified in hiring those teachers to try to help the classroom situation with our kids?
Certainly, and that is just a portion of the educator positions that they're going to look at. I think the real issue here, though, is the way we fund education in the state. We should never be in a situation of having to lay off educators and enlarge our class sizes to balance a budget. The teachers are not looking for any, you know, extreme amount. I think I am not part of that negotiations. It's certainly a local issue. But I think the way we fund education in this state is the real issue.
That is a real issue, and hopefully there'll continue to be some reform. But in the meantime, in this time of recession, can't the teachers also cut back a little and contribute rather than have 1,000 more on our unemployment ranks? And they're still pushing for their benefits and for increase in this kind of climate when so many others are losing their jobs?
Well, I think it's a decision that they make at the local table. Again, you know, neither of us have any of the details of what is involved in that bargain. Much is based on the district's ability to pay. The local in that district feels that the district has the ability to pay what they're asking for. Again, without those details, and they are confidential because of the nature of negotiations, we'll just have to see what the arbitrator determines.
You, along with lots of other groups, put out ratings on legislators.
Mm-hmm.
And in this most recent one, you didn't just take on Republicans, but you took on Democrats who have traditionally been your friends. What was the response to that?
Well, you know, it is a complicated matter. You know, we worked with Debbie Smith very closely and John Asagara as well on the reform bills that came before the legislature. This last go around, many portions of those bills we agreed to, and actually we helped craft the language on. There were just a couple of points within those bills that we could not agree with. We worked with them to try and amend out or modify that language. We weren't able to reach any kind of agreement based on their performance in this last legislative session. We needed to give them the grade that we did.
And you know, how does this going to affect the next president going into the next session?
The
negative ratings that you gave the Democrats, I mean...
Well, I think, are
they trying to build back a relationship with you? I mean, you have 28,000 members, as I understand.
We do.
That's a lot of voters out there. So are they leaning towards you in terms of trying to rebuild a relationship, or are you trying to rebuild a relationship? How does that work?
I think both ways. Certainly we need to build the bridge and get over what happened during the last session. I think in conversations we've had with legislators, they've kind of reconsidered their positions on their votes on some of those bills.
For example?
That's fine.
Not necessarily naming names, but I mean, what positions?
Well, there's a couple of provisions in there, for example, that allow districts to move post-probationary educators into a probationary status, and I think without any kind of due process. And I think that was a great concern to us, and I think, you know, now that some of the legislators have had an opportunity to step back, look at the issue, understand more the details and the nuances as to what our opposition to those bills were, modified language that we had offered, I think they're thinking that through a little bit more. Don't know that we'll see any changes in this upcoming legislative session, but they now more fully understand what our opposition was, and I think they may have voted differently during the session if they had understood that there was some other language on the table that was not considered.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lynn Warning when we come back.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The Holiday Race for Cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lynn Warney. She's the president of the Nevada State Education Association.
We were discussing education reforms, and there was lots of controversy, as you indicated in last session. But there was also the report that had been submitted to the feds to get some of the education money to the state that Elaine worked on, Elaine Wynn, Dan Klage, yourself. What's the status of that report and implementing those recommendations?
The Race to the Top application, which I believe you're referring to, was submitted, and unfortunately Nevada was not awarded that federal money. What we did was we took key components of that application, moved it forward in this last legislative session through bill draft, and many of them were adopted. For example, the Teachers and Leaders Council, which is working right now on redesigning the educator evaluation, teacher and principal evaluation, that was a governor-appointed committee. They've begun their work, and certainly the provisions of the other bills with regards to probationary status, extending the probationary period, due process, seniority, those sorts of things are playing out now, either at the bargaining table or through committee work at district level.
The teachers union, though, is perceived by many as just always fighting any sort of reform. And how do you, if that is just a perception and not reality, how do you demonstrate that you really are at the table trying to make some reforms in education?
Well, we believe, you know, actions speak louder than words. And so we have been at the table always, ever since I've been in leadership, and, you know, prior leaders beyond myself have sat at the table either trying to reform the tax structure in the state so we can adequately fund our schools, working on the reforms as we did through the Race to the Top application, and then through a collaborative effort with Debbie. Again, like I said, it was just a couple of small points, not small to us, but, you know, just...
Well, but your proposal on the teacher probationary issue was to put it in collective bargaining, which wouldn't have made any substantive change at all to...
No, actually, we supported extending the probationary period to 3 years. And if you were going to take a post-probationary educator's due process rights after two unsatisfactory evaluations, we'd offer language to just expedite that process, provide due process to make sure that the evaluation was done in a fair, consistent manner, but expedite that process most certainly. We certainly don't want to see educators that are not fit for the classroom stay in that classroom with kids, and so we were proposing a way in which to expedite that process.
You know, people in the private sector hear this, and they say three-year probationary phase, and yet, you know, in the private sector, in a right-to-work state, if you're not performing up to snuff, you're gone.
Well, you know, it's a different situation with educators because, you know, it's one of the few professions where you expect the person to walk in the very first day and have the amount of skills needed on the first day as you know, a day in year 25. Research shows that it usually takes about 5 years for an educator to really settle in and become proficient at the skill. You know, you go through training at your college, you go through lots of practicums and licensure procedures, but there's a growing period, and that's why mentoring and coaching is a key element to supporting these educators. And unfortunately in this state we've done a very poor job in doing that because we don't adequately fund education, and we see over 50% of our educators leave the classroom within those first 5 years because we don't support them properly.
Let's talk about housing. With the cost of housing having dropped so dramatically, I remember a few years ago, and I don't know if they're still doing it, the Culinary Union was helping their members to get housing. Is the Teachers Union looking at anything like that now that we actually have affordable housing in this state?
You know, No, we haven't. We have kicked that around. Some of our members have come to us asking if we could, you know, provide some sort of assistance, at least even by, you know, recommending or endorsing certain companies that could help them acquire housing, because it is certainly a concern with salaries as low as they are for our educators in the state. They have a difficult time qualifying. But certainly with housing prices where they're at, it'll be something that we'll look at as an organization and see what we can do to assist our educators.
Going back to the rating that you had given the legislators, do you have any regrets that you did it in the manner in which you did it? And would you do it differently in the future?
No, actually, you know, it's an internal process. We do report cards every year. I think this one just received the notoriety that it did because we rated some of our Democrats as low as we did, and traditionally they haven't been that way. In fact, our own members have accused us of grade inflation on report cards, so we felt that we would put one out there that was, you know, true to the performance and the rating scale that we have for legislators. And no, it speaks exactly where our membership feels legislators performed, and many legislators own up to the grades that they received and believe, yep, that's probably what I, you know, would have gotten from you all.
All right, as you're in the last 18 months of your term and you're termed out, you pretty much have the freedom to say anything you want. do you have concerns going into the next session with the massive turnover you're going to see in leadership?
Most certainly. You know, I think everyone's very concerned about that. I think term limits are something that we need to look at as a state and what that means to the leadership that we preserve and the historical experience that those legislators can bring. It's going to take an education process, as we talked about, you know, even just in the last session, trying to bring legislators up to speed on education issues is a challenge, as well as other issues. They are expected to be experts in many areas. And so, yeah, we're concerned because we're going to have a very difficult session. I think this next time we saw the sunsets put back on taxes. The tax structure in this state is still inadequate to fund essential services. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenging session, and that's going to be one of the elements that's going to make it challenging.
Okay, and please come back as we go through the finality of these negotiations. Please come back and discuss it with us.
I'd love to.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 years.
Piping hot all over town.
During our holiday home sale, you'll find savings of 30, 40, even 50% throughout our showroom. Plus, with payment in full, we'll give you a discount equal to the sales tax. This extraordinary offer is available on Drexel Heritage, Thomasville, Stickley, and many more collections. Retired floor samples are 40 to 50% off with an extra 20% discount, plus another discount equal to the sales tax. Find your favorite piece today at Ennis of Reno during our holiday home sale.
Ennis by Furniture.
It's not getting any easier to get Social Security benefits.
In Nevada, more than 60% of those who apply are denied.
If you can't work because you're disabled, call Shook and Stone for our 24-hour guarantee. In 24 hours, we'll start working to get you the benefits and money you deserve.
We've recovered more than $100 million for disabled clients in Nevada.
So take advantage of our 24-hour guarantee and let us guide you through the Social Security process.
Call Shook and Stone, 323-2200.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $18.95.
We deliver 30 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel today. Larry Mathias is here, the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Aaron Johnson, the Republican activist and publisher of AaronJohnson.com. And the mayor of Carson City, Bob Krull. Pleasure to have you all here. Just wanted to pick up just for a moment on the previous discussion here. You know, this is a very serious deal in terms of the arbitration with these teachers in Clark County. Basically, if the arbitrator finds for the union, teachers will continually receive salary increases for senior priority in continued education, but that would mean immediate layoffs, this is according to the RJ. If the district's requested concessions are upheld in arbitration, teachers would have to pay back what they've received in raises so far this year to balance the budget. There is no middle ground.
When there's no middle ground, there's very little common sense. Our state's future depends on us getting a much better handle on good education. And I think right now the people who are leading us in this area, both in terms of the school districts, the teachers, the administrators, have to reground themselves, have to rethink about the future that they're shaping. And they're shaping it not very well right now. I think, I hate to say it, but I think maybe there ought to be adults in the room when they're meeting.
Aaron?
Well, I think that we're starting to see the real divergence between the interests of the union and the interests of education. Those things are not the same thing. They're just not. And this already establishes it. This is only the tip of the iceberg when you have layoffs, so you have less teachers in the classroom so that there can be more benefits, because our benefit structure for most public employees, particularly with retirement, is unsustainable at this point. That will only increase, that divergence will only get greater, and eventually the whole system will collapse because things that can't go on forever don't, and the current benefit structure can't go on forever.
Mr. Mayor?
Well, you know, I don't know the type of arbitration that's going on in Clark County. You know, in municipality down in Carson City, we generally move towards interest-based bargaining, which tends to eliminate or alleviate the issue of sending things to a mandatory one-person arbitrator decision. But, you know, personally, I'll tell you, I've never been comfortable moving a massive decision-making process that relates to the public to one individual to make those decisions. I don't know what the answer to that is, but I think it doesn't bode well for us. I think we need to be able to somehow come together before it ever gets to that.
Lynn Warney mentioned offline the very real possibility of initiative petition in concert with maybe unions or the gaming industry to raise taxes or have some sort of funding for education through the initiative process. Do you think that's necessary since the legislature has to date not taken a look at the tax structure?
Well, I think that at the end of the day, Nevada, it has to at some point in time look at it's how it taxes its citizens. And I think, you know, we all talk about a broad-based tax, and I think we need to move in that direction. Of course, that means different things to different people. But I do think that it'll be difficult in this economic time, I think, to run a ballot measure. Some of the messages I get, you know, in Carson City are, you know, we're all in this and sharing on in this now, so, you know, don't make any drastic moves on the revenue side of things.
All right.
Well, even if the tax were raised, even if that was necessary, and you could, I mean, we've, even adjusting for inflation, we've something like tripled education spending in the last several decades. So the question becomes, do they want the money for additional union benefits, which is what they're arguing for and which is what they're demanding, or do they want the money for education, for more teachers in the classroom, or do they want it for more lavish benefits? And if it's the latter, and I suspect, unfortunately, it is, it doesn't matter if we raise taxes, that money will still run out. That will not be enough to sustain it long term. Certainly how we tax needs to be looked at in a more sustainable structure, but part of a more sustainable structure, and Debbie Smith recognized this, which is why your point earlier that the report card was maybe a little bit unfair, that, you know, even Democrats who I disagree with a lot of the time understand that this can't go on forever. They need these reforms. It's easier now. It's not going to get easier later.
Do you think that an average of $50,000 a year is a lavish benefit for a teacher?
I'm not saying the salary is not lavish, this isn't, my dad was a teacher. I mean, that's not what this is about. And when I say lavish, it's only in terms of you know, compared to what the private sector is dealing with and in terms of what we can actually afford. I would love it if we could pay teachers $1 million a year. I would love it. We can't. We don't have the money. We can't afford it, because for every dollar that a teacher gets, that has to come from somebody else who's earned it in the private sector. It just has to be. And again, not that teachers don't earn it. That's not what it's about. This isn't bagging on teachers. This is about what we can afford, what is sustainable, and what's not. And right now, the benefits package is not sustainable.
Larry?
I think the great danger in a number of discussions about revenue initiatives, and I've heard at least three coalitions that are looking at it. So they all want to dedicate the funds that would come in to specific causes. And I think after years of watching other states deal with initiative-driven budgeting, after a while, the legislature, rather than being stimulated to act more wisely, gets so hemmed in that the states have ongoing problems of making the budgets because of the impact of those initiatives. So there's no easy answer when you have tough problems, and there's no way to duck them. And the education issues, whether it's for K-12 or whether it's for higher education, are ones that we've ducked too long as a community, as a state. And it is time that we begin to talk common sense about how we get to where we all agree we want to be. And right now, we're not on that track, I'm afraid.
You get the last 15 seconds, Marlene.
Well, it is an issue, and hopefully, I know folks have run for office before, and maybe those next legislative session will take a hard look at the entire structure and how we can adequately fund education in our state.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Ah, you can't smell it right now, but you will the minute you walk into Asian Noodles Hot Pot Fondue. Bring your friends and experience Reno's only Asian Hot Pot Fondue restaurant. Here's how it works. First, you choose your favorite soup base, and then you choose from a huge selection of sliced meats, seafood, and vegetables. That's when your imagination takes over as you cook up your selections right at your table in any combination. It's great food and a great time with your friends. Asian Noodle Hot Pot Fondue is in the Costco Shopping Center on Plum Lane in Reno.
Finally, a place to stay and play in historic Virginia City. It's the best of the Old West at the 67-room Victorian-style Silverland Inn and Suites. Now you can spend the night and enjoy a different world just a short ride from Reno. Indoor heated pool and hot tub, special events and activities are all available for your enjoyment. Stay Sunday through Thursday and a standard room is only $69. Call the Silverland Inn and Suites and discover a new way to stay and play in the Old West.
$299, the one low price sale at More Furniture for Less. Just $299 buys you anything you are about to see. Only $299 for sofas. Get great beds, $299. Just $299 for stylish dining sets. $299 kids and teens. A low $299. It's your choice. One low price, $299. $299. $299 days at More Furniture for Less. Hurry while supplies last.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Lots of heavy hitters coming up next week. Former Governor Bob List, Mayor Kroll, and Billy V.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.